And a good Friday morning out there as we look towards the market action here. So far this morning, we're looking at corn, just seeing a little bit of a slight gain here, up anywhere from 1 to 2 cents. Over on the beans, we're seeing a little bit of strength here as well. But over on the corn, we do have, I guess, a little bit of recovery here. So far this morning, look at the forecast. Does show a dry pocket in some of the upper Midwest, parts of Minnesota, Iowa, the Dakotas, parts of Nebraska as well. So we may be seeing a little bit of a buying here on that. We do have a USDA report out later this morning, but a lot of that likely addressing the data that was found in that grain stocks report that we found last week, a little bit of a lighter stocks are estimated, I think, about a 50 to 70 million bushel drop on the old crop. U.S. stocks is kind of expected, and that's expected to carry over through that new crop balance sheet. So nothing too surprising is expected here later this morning. But again, we are seeing a little bit of a correction higher here so far this morning on the corn. Over on the beans, we are looking at futures up anywhere from 1 to 2.5 cents here, so seeing some strength there. Product value is a little bit stronger here as well. Meal is up $2.30 a ton with bean oil up 68 points, so some gains coming there. Did get an export sale announcement of 264,000 metric tons of beans sold to China here this morning. That follows several sales here this week reported to China and unknown destinations, I believe, totaling over about 600,000 to 700,000 metric tons if you accumulate the whole thing. So pretty decent export business here. We did see some buy the rumor, sell the fact type of reaction here over the last couple of days, but we are getting a little bit of a recovery here this morning. Maybe just if you look at the forecast here, a little bit of maybe drier pattern in some of the upper Midwest there as well. So looking at some strength here heading into that USDA report out later this morning, which is not expected to show too many changes on old crop, but the new crop is expected to see increased stocks, mainly due to the increased acreage. Over on the wheat side of things here, looking at a strong rally here so far. Up anywhere from 20 to 22 cents in Chicago. Kansas City's up 22 to 24 cents here as well. So some real good strength going on over in the wheat. Again, USDA is going to release their updated data here this morning, likely showing crop production to be a little bit of a drop here due to that acreage drop. Likely a lot of that drop is expected in that winter wheat. So be looking for that, and also a little bit of a bullish USDA carry out, looking for around 25 million bushel drop here as well. So again, friendly report expected. You're seeing some buying here ahead of that. I think a lot of buying here is just coming from some drops in the world stocks numbers here, and you're seeing some gains there. Over on the cattle side of things here, we are looking at the live cattle futures down anywhere from a nickel to 20 cents here. Feeder cattle futures are actually seeing a little bit of strength here, recovering from yesterday's action. So seeing some strength here this morning. In the feeders, a little bit of mixed action overall. Cash trade kind of got kicked off yesterday at 248 across much of the country, so that is about $6 to $7 weaker than we saw last week, so a pretty decent drop there. Box beef values yesterday, choice was down 39 cents and select was 40 cents higher. There's a little bit of mixed action, but continued weakness there. 380 is where the choice sits right now, so that kind of been a little bit weaker, causing that cash to kind of follow along with it. Over on the cotton side of things here, we are looking at futures a little bit stronger here, kind of bouncing off of yesterday's drop or correction lower here, up anywhere from 15 to 24 points so far this morning. So a little bit of strength there. Again, we do have that USDA report out later this morning. Maybe a little bit of an increase in those stocks expected with where we saw that acreage number, at least for the new crop side of things. So a little bit of a bearish report maybe expected on the new crop for the cotton. But again, a lot of that's priced in here. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can call our office at 402-697-3623 or visit our website at www.bruglermarketing.com.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.